It was all over the tech news yesterday and first reported by the Wall Street Journal that Apple has put its Project Titan, the car project, on the front burner and want an Apple car on the road by 2019. Google has spoken out a couple of times underscoring that they are not planning to actually build a Google self-driving car but will partner with car makers. Apple's electric project, by the way, will apparently not be self-driving. Apple will not be building their own car. As BGR.com snarked, who's going to build it? It won't be Foxconn. I predict that Apple will have to partner with one or more actual car makers. Right now, it takes a car maker a minimum of 4 years to get a model out, and they have the actual plants and equipment to build cars at scale. Apple doesn't and can't possibly be ready to produce them by 2019. Even an electric with no EPA emission requirements will still have to meet federal standards in various countries for safety. Which manufacturer or manufacturers will they partner with? And will it be sold from present dealerships or out of Apple-branded car stores like Tesla is doing? Stay tuned. From Microsoft's Office blog comes something that's not vaporware. Office 2016 for Windows and Office 2016 for Mac are available now to everyone. The Windows version is more tightly integrated with both Windows 10 and Office 365, and subscribers can get more frequent updates with new features and improvements. Microsoft says the Mac version had been out since July for 365 subscribers, but now is a one-time purchase option open to all with several new and enhanced Office 365 services. As is typical for Office and Microsoft products, the features and even pricing are beyond the time constraints we have here. I'm Clark Reed.